Usually, the groom and his guests, as well as the wedding photographer, will arrive at the ceremony location about 30 minutes ahead of the bride. And this period is perfect for me to take photos of the decorations at the venue, including the ark, flowers, and stationeries. So while I'm roaming around the ceremony place shooting people's interactions, if there is a wedding videographer that I haven't worked with before, I will also take the opportunity to discuss our plans. Every wedding videographer has their own style for shooting weddings. As such, it's important to communicate on this beforehand so we are on the same page and not blocking each other's shots during important moments. The moment when the bride arrives at the wedding venue is also pretty important. After taking some candid photos of the groom and the guests, I will usually wait outside for the bride's car to arrive. The bride and her dad normally arrive at the wedding together, alongside with the bridesmaid. Although the bridesmaid will get off the car first, then the father of the bride will help his daughter out of the car as well, and I will be snapping away all through this period. And next up is one of the most magical moments of the wedding, with the bridal party walking down the aisle. Once the music starts playing, the party will walk in one by one. And when walking down the aisle, I will suggest that party walk slowly while keeping some distance between one another. This lets me take clear photos of each member of the party. Some couples choose to have their wedding ceremony unplugged. This means that all guests will be required to turn off their phones, and only the photographer and videographer will constantly taking photos and videos for the couples. An unplugged ceremony is a great way to prevent iPhones and iPads showing up in your wedding photos. After exchanging of the rings and vows, the wedding ceremony will be concluded with the first kiss. A professional celebrant would step back before announcing, "I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride." I would use high-speed shutter at this time to make sure I get several photos of the magical moments when the couples shares their first kiss as husband and wife. After the couples finish signing the register, they will then be walking down the aisle. And I love this part because the guests will throw flower petals or confetti sometimes over their heads. And this makes up for a lovely, colorful background that will turn up some gorgeous photos. But not all churches permit the throwing of petals or confetti. If the organization does not permit this, it may be possible to use bubble instead. Once the ceremony is over, it will be time for family photos. It's crucial to get everyone together to do this because they start wandering towards the food laden tables. I always advise that the couple prepare a wedding family photo list, as this will help save time for location photos later in the day. Organizing a big group photo is no easy task though, with the garden small, for the church has limited front space. It's always hard to capture all the family in just one photo, even using a wide-angle lens. So what I do is to find a high vantage point and let everyone squeeze in as much as possible. Often, finding a high vantage point means looking for a ladder to set on. Ideally, I will find a clean and natural background with lots of greenery for the shots. This should also be in the shade or avoid the harsh sunlight.